there's so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe.
Welcome back. This is your host, Ray I. Just came back with a little Kermit the Frog, because we're going to talk about frog gigging, frog hunting in this segment. Frog season's in full swing here in July. I have a frog hunter, Frank Emo, and his friend Willie, and me shot a TV show, Frog Hunting, and talked about it. The Vogelbogler give us the rules and regulations for frog hunting. Here we go. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about frog hunting, right?
It's not easy being green.
Having to spend each day.
Look at the frogs. Oh, yeah. I've got a little frog hunt I want to share with you.
Green is all there is to be. It could make you wonder why.
But first, you give us the seasons and limits and et cetera.
Frogging can be done by either fishing permit or small game permit. Children under 16 and Missouri residents over 65 are not required to have a permit. Daily limit is 8 frogs per person. You can have 16 at a time. That's for the possession limits. You can use artificial light as permitted when frogging. Fishing permit allows you to take frogs by hand net, addle, gig, bow, trot line, throw line, limb line, bank line, jug line, snagging, snaring, grabbing, pole and line. And small game, you can use .22 caliber, small rimfire or pistol, pellet, addle, bow, crossbow, or by hand.
Or you can do like my old buddy Butch Milne and Ronnie Vogt used to do, to get in a pickup truck, buy a bucket of chicken, 12-pack of beer, and go park in the woods on a ridge and say, "What are you guys doing to frog crossing?" Let's do a little frog thing. I got an interesting little frog hunt here for you. I shot a frog hunt for a TV show. My good buddy Frank Emo and his buddy Willie Will, who will remain nameless because he's a mess. What do you hear this? And I'm going to take you on a little frog hunt, and I'm going to leave my mic hot and try to not to talk over all of it, but I want you to hear some of the sounds. Let's go ahead and play that little frog hunt. Guys are loading up the truck. Ready to go out.
You got to have a light.
You got the stringer yet?
The light's ready. You got the stringer?
All righty, we'll grab that.
I used to be in a spare bladder commercial, but now I'm frogging.
Here we go into the ponds.
Frog gigging. We're one with the earth. Awesome frogging. Frog man Jack.
And we are using
frog
a gig.
Frank, frog man Will, and frog man Ray. Okay.
Here we are, first pond. Listen to those sounds, guys.
When they blink twice, they're going to jump.
Hear what he said, Matt. He said if they blink twice, they're going to jump. You're actually going to hear Frankie gig a frog.
They only blink once, Frankie.
On the frog.
There he is. First frog.
Good shot, Frank. Good shot.
Only here on Eyes on the Outdoors, you hear a frog hunt.
Up through the muck. He's on there.
He ain't waiting in the water. I actually got stuck out in the water and he had to come pull me out.
That's what you call putting him in the earth.
This one here was real muddy. Went down under the mud.
Earth, wind, and froggy.
Wait, this guy's a group. He's a treat. Wait, just wait.
Yo, nice little leg.
Look at that one over there. Look at that one, Ray.
We're taking you right out.
That's
there with
good
him.
For a starter, Frank. He ain't got the lamb chops on him like these others got, but we're just starting. Just starting.
Spook some. So deal with something, because we didn't get back to 1:30 in the morning. Frank started cooking. We didn't eat till 3 in the morning. He's killing them now. We got a big bunch up here.
That's a nice frog. Look at that frog. He's a booty.
That's a Boone and Crockett.
That's a beautiful frog.
Boone and Crockett.
What do you eat on him, Frank?
I'll eat the front legs, the back. And boy, look at them boogers. That's awesome.
Start from the toes.
Yep.
Frog legs.
Scrambled eggs and frog legs.
Oh. And they're starting to sing, too. That's good.
What do you call that technique, Frank?
What's that?
What do you call that gigging technique you just used?
Sneak up and nail the piss out of them.
What do you call it, Willie?
Yeah.
Willie, what do you call that technique?
Stick them. Slick them and stick them. Okay, well, now I'm going to walk.
These guys like a riot to go frogging with or what? What a great time together, though. You know, Vogler?
God, yeah. Being around Frankie is just a treat.
No, you can train him. You can train him. Watch. See? Here, this way.
You know what's going on right now?
Yeah.
He's taking the frogs for a walk on the stringer.
Okay, let's get another one. That was a good job.
Right? Oh, wait to the end of this thing. You're not going to believe this guy. That's a frog kick, baby.
Ooh, over the shoulder, I missed.
He's pretty decent. Yeah,
heck nice. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
An awesome critter.
He was wearing them pantyhose. I couldn't really tell how big.
What are you hearing, Frank?
What's next on the list?
He said the frog was wearing pantyhose. Frank, could tell how big his legs were.
Kill stuff.
We good.
Yeah. What else happened? What do you always turn to the camera and say?
I love it.
Did that frog love it?
The frog loved it.
We got beagles that point these frogs. Whoop.
Let's let this other one go on a little bit.
Whoop. Whoop. He ain't batting them eyes yet. Slower, Frank, like he did before. Whoop.
What do you think, Vogelbach?
This is whoop. So good.
I mean, you're right there with us.
Good stab, Frank. Dance. There's another nice one. Another nice one.
And this frog gun is brought to you by PETA.
Things are looking up. We went from junior frogs to daddy.
Is this guy a riot or what?
And then we also have here... At the ranch is the frog kissing contest.
He can't taste the kind of muddy, Frank.
I'm sorry.
He said the frog tastes the kind of muddy.
I'll try to keep the mud off him next time. Let me know.
Well, he kissed the frog.
Oh, I can believe it.
We're loading up.
It is late in the season. I mean, it's almost the 1st of August, and you don't get good frogs like that late in the season usually.
They're going to head back in, and they're going to clean the frogs, and then Willie just goes off.
But nice. Here, watch him. Bud, why is there...
Oh. You know what that was, of course, yeah.
We rent him out usually just a week at a time because he wants to come back and get gigged again.
Now they're cleaning the frog. It's 1:30 in the morning now. We got back over. Here's where it gets interesting. Here we go.
Down to the saloon, probably.
You know, boys and girls, this morning I'd like to dedicate this show to Mr. Rogers. And you know that
he's holding all the frogs.
Things. And just in honor of Mr. Rogers, I'd like to say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And kill everything you can. Chop them up good and make them look like this, because these are froggies, our favorite little friends. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day.
That wasn't
in the
adult beverage induced,
oh,
was it?
I can't do the one.
That poor guy.
Oh, and I'm Willie Will. Have a frog for your breakfast.
Taylor's gonna love
chop this. Them up real good. Have a frog for your
breakfast.
That's
just
breakfast.
Wrong, isn't it?
And bring him in to your mommy and daddy while they're still sleeping in bed. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? All you froggies.
That's just wrong. When I was 16 years old, I had a 1952 GMC pickup truck. All right, stand right here and I'll pass the frog to you. And I went out there, waited out there about knee deep, and whack, got me a frog. Turned the gig around and said, here, take that. And she was gone. I never seen her again. With that, we're going to see you on the side.
Be mine. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like